If Balarami directly gave the instructions, and if Paschal Master gave the instructions, would the two be the same? And if we had taken anything from other spiritual masters, would we have got the same instructions on that spiritual master as our present spiritual master? See, for this, we have to understand that Krishna's plan is resourceful enough to include our individuality. What that means is that sometimes we think of Krishna's plan as like one straight line. And if we go along with that plan, then everything is happening right. If we go off that plan, we go along with that plan. But Krishna has given us free will. And free will means that it's not that Krishna expects us to be like robots. Krishna doesn't expect us to not have consciousness, not have aspirations. But for a devotee, the aspirations, the dreams, they're all for serving Krishna. So that means that Krishna's plan is so resourceful that it accommodates our individuality. So if we are connected with a particular spiritual master, each spiritual master is an individual. And Krishna acts through them according to their individuality. If we consider the Pandavas, all five Pandavas are considered to be great devotees, pure devotees. But each of them has their individuality. And it's the same issue sometimes. Bhima says we should fight. And Yudhishthira says let's not fight. But they are pure devotees, both of them. But they have, that doesn't mean, just because they are purely surrendered to Krishna, doesn't mean that they lose their individuality. So Krishna inspires devotees from within their heart, and that inspiration works in harmony with that devotee's individuality. So, regarding the first question, is it that whatever Balaramji, whether we get the same instruction from Balaramji and our spiritual master, it's the same purpose, but the specifics will be according to individuality. The Lord has many plans for many souls. And the Lord may execute one plan through one soul. And the Lord may execute another plan through another soul. So Krishna does not expect Yudhishthira to be as expert as archery, as is Arjuna. And Krishna does not expect Bhim to be as pacific as Yudhishthira. So Krishna executes his will, keeping in mind the individuality of each person. So, if we are initiated by another spiritual master, it's not necessary that we would have got exactly the same instruction. The purpose of taking us toward Krishna will be the same. But it will be executed according to the particular individuality of the spiritual master. And not just the individuality of the spiritual master, it's also the individuality of the disciple. So that's why we have to recognize that at one level, we need to have submission toward the spiritual master. But at another level, we also need to do negotiation with the spiritual master. What do I mean by negotiation? Just as we see Dhruva, when he was insulted and he went to the forest, Narad Muni came in front of him and he said, "You're a small child. Yeah, children don't take such insults seriously. Go back home. And if you think you are grown up and mature, then even adults, those who are spiritually advanced, they don't take insults so seriously. So go back." And at that time, what does Dhruva say? "So the words you speak are true, but they find no place in my heart, because my heart is grievously wounded by the insult that I have had to sustain. So I need to get a kingdom bigger than my father's. Please guide me for that. Otherwise, let me go on my way." So, this is not considered rebellion. So, it's not that we, in the name of surrender, have to suppress our individuality or suppress our needs. So, we can negotiate. And of course, initially, we need to learn submission and discipline. But bhakti is Bhakti channels our individuality. It doesn't suppress our individuality. Okay? Can I answer your question?
Thank you so much.
Thank you.